Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Again, my name's Jessica.
Hi.
The call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
I do. Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Say it again.
Are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
You were. Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear. Did you ever have like a reoccurrence where you went into remission and then it came back?
No, I've been cancer-free, but I haven't been into remission.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Do you know what year you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am. 2019,
okay. And were you using
August.
The product? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. It was August?
Yeah, it was August 2019.
Okay. And do you know if you were using the product at home or at work or both?
At home.
Were you the one that was spraying it?
Yes.
Okay, so it would have been direct exposure you personally sprayed. Do you remember your age at time of diagnosis?
Oh.
5 years ago?
I think I was 36.
36? Okay.
We're ready to turn 37.
Okay. And then as far as the cities or city you sprayed it in for the home exposure, what was it? What city?
I can't hear you.
What city did you spray it in?
In Basin, Mississippi.
Basin, Mississippi?
Batesville.
Oh, Batesville. I apologize. And then was anyone else in the household also diagnosed with the lymphoma?
No.
After using it? No? Okay. And then next here, and this is just best to your knowledge. Do you know when you first started using the product, roughly? What year?
It was 2008.
2008. Did you ever stop using it?
I didn't stop until, like, 2019.
Yeah. Okay, so roughly 11 years total, then, of usage. And then some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance, but do you think you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more throughout the 11 years?
More.
Yeah.
More.
Okay, and yes then, right?
Say it again.
Yes then, right, for the 10 days?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, more than that.
More than that, okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay, perfect. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then next here, I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Please interrupt me, you know, if you were diagnosed with any of these. You can give me yes or no's. HIV or AIDS, HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No.
No. Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
Autoimmune, no.
No? Okay. Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis or lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Any other cancer that required chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
None.
None. Okay. And then next here, we'll go through the injured party information. So you said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma you were diagnosed with.
Yes,
Can
ma'am.
you spell your first name for me?
CLIFFTON.
And again, it was CLIFFTON.
Correct.
Okay, and then your last name?
Jackson, JACKSON.
Okay, perfect. Any suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third?
No.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And are you married?
No.
Okay, and then what is your date of birth?
November 19, 1982.
And again, it was November 19th, 1982.
Correct.
Okay, and then what is your social?
427-457-552.
And again, it was 427-457-552.
Correct.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from TV, social media?
Social media.
Social media. Okay. Do you remember what year you saw that, roughly?
Social media, a few months ago this year.
This year? Okay. And then what is your height and weight?
I'm 6 foot, 300 pounds.
Okay. And then next here, the contact information. What is your email address?
Lowercase, clifton.jackson82@gmail.com.
And again, it was first name dot last name 82 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then the phone number you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then next here, we'll go through the Roundup usage information. Again, this is best to your knowledge. Do you know how many times per month you were using the product, estimately?
Probably about 4 or 5 times a month.
And then how many months out of the year were you using it?
Probably about 7.
7 times. Okay. Or 7 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So been 28 times per year, roughly. And then let's see, 28 times the 11 be 308 for total times, approximately. And then, do you think you used the product for at least 1 year before being diagnosed?
Say it again.
Did you use Roundup for at least 1 year before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, and then you already gave me the start and end date, the estimates here. It was 2008 up until 2019. Let's see.
Correct.
Did you use any protective gear while applying it? Like mask, gloves?
Like I use I use a glove.
A glove?
Okay. Sometimes, but not all the time.
Okay. And then were you using it for like lawn care and maintenance?
And garden.
And garden?
Yes.
And then as far as the states you use the product in, was it just Mississippi?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
I think we are on a well. I'm not really sure, but I think we is with the water association.
Okay. Has it ever been tested?
Not that I know of.
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll be honest,
no worries.
I don't know.
No worries. And then were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then do you remember what type of Roundup was used, like concentrated, premix?
Concentrated.
And then do you remember where you were purchasing it, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Target?
Home Depot.
Do you have any proof of purchases, credit card receipts, anything like that?
No, but I can see your picture of the jug.
Okay, so you still have some
That's
in your
it.
Possession?
No, I had the jug that I used.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, no worries. And then if you do have anything in your possession, don't destroy or tamper with it, okay?
Yeah.
And then were you ever a cigarette smoker?
No.
No. Are you currently employed?
I can't hear you.
Are you currently employed?
No.
No. Okay. And then did you lose any time from work because of surgery or treatment?
Well, from treatment.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that in 2019 or 20?
That was in 19.
2019.
And
okay.
I missed some in 20. I didn't go back until 20, though.
Didn't go back till 20. Okay.
Yeah. But then, you know, the pandemic hit, and so everything shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, were you ever in the military?
Yes.
Okay. And what branch?
Army.
What dates were you in? Or years?
From May 2003 till December 2005.
Okay. And did you have an honorable, dishonorable discharge?
Honorable.
Okay. And were you ever stationed at Toole Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay. And do you receive any VA benefits?
Yes.
Okay. And then next here, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or worker compensation?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, and then medical information here. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Dennis Paul Morgan.
Paul Morgan. At what hospital or facility?
University of Mississippi Medical Center, Counsel Institute.
Medical Center. In what city?
Jackson. Mississippi.
Okay. Was he your treating doctor as well?
I can't hear you.
Was he your treating doctor as well?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then for the hospital, was that on North State Street?
No,
350.
350.
The Woodrow Wilson Drive?
Yes.
That's it? Okay, one moment. And then, do you know what years you had treatment? 2019 and 20? So that's it. Okay. And then you would have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with the doctor. Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Like stem cell transplant, chemo, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Chemo and
Okay. And then they do want to know how the diagnosis impacted your life. Did you have like mental, physical, family stressors, financial, and mental being like anxiety or depression, that sort of thing.
Yeah, a little mental, but a lot of say financial.
Financial.
Because I was outdoors and then working outdoors, I wasn't able to work.
Okay.
Especially
Thank
in that
you.
field anymore.
Okay. And then, and thank you for that. And then, let's see here. Next is your mailing address.
Yes. 159. Rutherford Road,
Rutherford.
Statesville, Mississippi. Rutherford. Rutherford Road, Batesville, Mississippi.
Okay.
386-06.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then lastly, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Sure.
Yeah. Do they live with you?
Yeah.
Okay. And we do have permission to contact if needed.
Right.
Okay. And then what's their name?
Nicole Bridges.
And then phone number.
662-417-2311.
And then relationship.
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Okay, perfect. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
That again.
Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Cool. Yeah, fine.
That's fine. Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. One moment.